aliens flew in, inhabited the body of Derek Chauvin, and caused this death.
Hey everybody, it is your host, Isaac Weishaupt, here to break down some alien symbolism, break down some TMZ Illuminate confirmisms. We're going to catch up. A lot going on in the world today. And I want to catch up. I want to clear my list of topics that I want to talk to you about. So I've got a lot. I got a lot of, a lot of sticks in the fire. We're going to talk today about internet magic. For a long time, I've been thinking about this, about how the internet is really coming alive. And more so than ever, with people supporting cryptocurrencies and NFTs, the virtual matrix will be upon us soon, my friends. But we're going to talk about internet magic, which, I mean, the topics today beautifully segue into each other. They kind of blend from one topic to the next, okay? It's going to be great. We're going to talk internet magic. Marilyn Manson, he was a bad, bad boy. We're going to get into UFO alien updates. Tucker Carlson begging for the military-industrial complex. Please, let's invest all the monies in the world to the greatest threat to humanity, the UFOs. Luis Elizondo. He says the aliens are demons. Again, how many times are they going to tell us this? Peter Chauvin, you know, that police guy that was in the George Floyd ordeal there, that killed George Floyd. Well, apparently he was possessed by aliens. And we'll talk about that. It's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, but hey, they floated it out there, so we're going to talk about it. And then finally, we're going to talk about some good old-fashioned mind alters, dissociative identity disorder from yet another celebrity. My God, what is happening? What should I talk to you about first? People love preamble. You want lots and lots of preamble? Well, here's some preamble. I am facing, your boy's facing some more legal battles. Oh my God, I tell you what. If you want to start a profession, I could tell you that getting involved with conspiracy theories and the truth or community is not the one you want. Headache after headache, barrier after barrier. I got shadow banned by Google. You know my sob story. I got shadow banned by Google about 5 years ago. Canceled off of YouTube about 4.5 years ago. Moved all my videos to Venmo, or no, not Venmo, Vimeo. Paid them money to host my videos. They canceled me. And now I'm facing legal issues. I don't know what I can legally talk about, but let's just say that the website currently is down again, because I took it down again. IlluminatiWatcher.com, which has been your source for occult symbolism and conspiracy theories and entertainment for 10 plus years now. It's got one foot in the grave and one on the banana peel. Yeah, I know. Sad, right? And I'm not committing to a strategy yet. I am talking to some lawyers type folks. And I'm trying to figure out the best way to handle this, okay? I am guessing, if you asked me right now today what I'm going to do, I think I have to take down almost every post that I have on there. And I know you're like, cool, Isaac, way to be vague as hell, not tell us anything. Well, I'm losing thousands of dollars with this ordeal as we speak. And I have to, and like I said, Google shadow banned me. So most of the time when you search the topics that used to bring up your boy on slots 1, 2, and 3 on the front page, you can't even find me anymore for most of my posts. I mean, I have thousands of posts and they pretty much don't exist. But now I have to take those posts down, which is fine. Like, whatever. Like, the traffic died 5 years ago. I don't care. Don't bother me any. It's a bummer, all that writing I did. And here's the thing. I could take this from the perspective of, like, a normie and be like, well, you know, this is just what happens. Oh, boy, you just get in trouble for doing things and talking about people and blah, blah, blah. Or you could put on your tinfoil hat, which is what I choose to do with this one. I'm creating my own reality, and here's what I think happened. I think I am splashed on the radar of the powers that be. And I know this is like a sob story about poor me, but that's what it is. And I hit the radar. And now I'm being harassed. You know, these truthers, they say, oh, symbolism will be their downfall. Well, what have I been doing for 10 years? Taking the symbols, showing them to you, saying, here's what the symbol is, here's who's doing it, and here's what it means. And what's the son of a bitch and kicker about the whole thing is, like, I'm the guy who's very neutral about everything. And I'm always like, look, we don't know if so-and-so is, you know, we can't say they're in the Illuminati, but maybe they're being used for, you know, the Illuminati agenda. And, like, we don't really know. And, like, I'm always trying to play devil's advocate and be, you know, middle ground about it. Let you decide. And here I am getting burned for it. So that's a good time. And I think that when they say symbolism will be the downfall, well, this is like every other piece of censorship that you can find. I'm just being pressured into it. Now, could I fight it? Sure. I could, but why? Why bother? For the good fight? Yeah, sure. I get that. You want to do a GoFundMe and donate thousands and thousands of dollars for me to, like, take this to court? You know what I mean? Like, it's just not worth it for a blog that already got shadow banned off of Google anyway, and the traffic dried up and died anyhow. Like, it's just not worth it. I will, however, be maintaining the URL. You know, you'll be able to find all the podcast episodes there, the jump off links to get on the VIP section, help your boy out, all those things. So, like, it's not going away. I just have it down for maintenance, quote unquote, right now, because I got to figure out how to make this thing not get my ass in trouble. You know, Sam Tripoli called me the bad boy conspiracy, and, you know, I guess the title fits. I don't know, which is crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy to me. I see all these other truthers being flagrant as all get out. And I don't know. Here I am trying to be the neutral guy to sort of be cool about things, and I'm getting burned. So I don't know what to do about that. In fact, I'm going to keep complaining. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Jim Mars. The late, great Jim Mars lifted text from my website on an article I wrote on the All-Seeing Eye, which will apparently be vaporized into nothingness now, and put it in his last book. Did I get upset? No. What an honor. What an honor to be put in something. And these rat-faced snitch losers can't handle when people are talking about people. I know, it's very vague, isn't it? I have to be vague. I'm very sorry. I'm a one-man show. I'm not Alex Jones. I don't have a team of lawyers behind me letting me go off the rails and whatever I want to talk about. All right, that's it. There you go. 6-minute preamble for all you haters on the reviews that hate the preamble. All right. I'm done. I feel better now. Thank you for listening to me. Poor me. Oh, and by the way, I'm also going to fold up the, I was doing 1% for Operation Underground Railroad for supporters on VIP and Patreon. You know, it was my way of sort of trying to help the kids. I got to fold that up for the time being. I'm going to reinstate it, but, like, I got to come up with money for all these lawyers and stuff. Fines. Good times, my friends. So here's what, in conclusion, and I'll never bitch again about all this. In conclusion, where was I going with that? In conclusion, I had a conclusion for you. Oh, in conclusion, this to me, because a lot of you have been along with me on my journey since day one, and that journey is, which side do I want to take? Do I want to be on the truther side, or do I want to be on the normie sheeple side? Because I think both have their merits. I think both have a decent view, and I think kind of the middle ground between the two is kind of the right place to be. Because, like, I'm not going off the rails on some of this crazy stuff. But then this kind of stuff happens, and I'm like, how many things have to happen before I say, you know what, I'm Team Truther. And, like, this could be the tipping point. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain how one lowly person such as myself can get this much harassment. I just don't know. I don't understand it. And the only, it leads you to the one conclusion, which is a scary conclusion, which, you know, it's actually pretty terrifying if you want to think about how deep this can really go, right? So, there's that. Okay, there you go. 8-minute preamble. Let's get into the content today. Internet magicians. My God, they're out there doing magic spells on the internet. There's an app called the Sigil Engine. And what they're doing is they're creating sigils. And if you don't know what a sigil is, in the realm of the occult, the magicians, and they've been doing this for hundreds of years, sigils are basically coded versions of their will, of their intent, that they project into the universe through a symbol, okay? And you would, it's hard to explain without showing you, but like it's like quarter, sort of like angular lines with circles connecting them at nodes, and like it just looks like a bunch of gibberish, like sort of planned gibberish, sort of like ordered chaos, okay? And these sigils are all about elevating consciousness while influencing reality, keeping the intent and the will of the practitioner focused on their goal. And sometimes you'll see celebrities tattooing these sigils on themselves, such as Johnny Depp. And I think Marilyn Manson. I don't know that for sure. I know Johnny Depp for sure. Is it necessarily evil and satanic? No, not really. I mean, it just means, like, for instance, okay, let's say, here's a good example. Let's say I was like, you know what I need? I need $10,000 to go to court. I would make a sigil of the word 10,000 by writing it down, removing all the vowels, removing all the repeated letters, taking those remaining letters, and then sort of jumbling them up and connecting them at these node points. And it's going to be this symbol that means nothing to everyone else, but I know what it means. I can look at it and say, that's the $10,000 I'm trying to, you know, will into my life. And by the way, I don't want you to start a GoFundMe. I was joking about that. Please do not do that. It's fine. I appreciate if you want to help out the cause, just join me up on my supporter thing. Join me at the Patreon or Rockfin or wherever you want to sign up. I appreciate it. Anyway, the sigils, I'll be fine. Trust me. It's fine. The sigils are a reminder to the initiate. So Johnny Depp, for instance, he's got this sigil tattooed on him. I don't know what it means. Maybe he's talked about it publicly. I certainly didn't come across it. But the sigil means something to him, and it's a daily reminder that whatever, maybe he's got a focus of, I don't know, being a great actor, which he's a pretty good actor, isn't he not? Kind of a wild dude, but I think he's Illuminate confirmed, if you ask me. Now, if you recall in the film Hereditary, which I would argue is maybe the greatest horror of all time. It's so terrifying. I watched it in the theater, and I never watched it again. I was like, ugh, I just can't do that one again. And I did a show about it. I think that's a Patreon-only exclusive, like 3 years ago when it came out, because it blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, they got these sigils of, I forget the demon's name, some real-life demon. Which begs the question of what happens when these films that are viewed by a mass audience, when it focuses the will on millions of folks, channeling their energy and their intention into the symbol, the sigil, does it fuel the demon or whatever they're trying to fuel? Yes, it does, according to them. And these Austin Osmond Spare, he was a famous occultist. He used sigils to, quote, make communion with the subconscious level, which you'll get into when you read my second Alien book, where I have a chapter on Prince of Darkness, the John Carpenter film, when you find out about, I don't know if you remember the movie, but there's like dream sequences, and each of the characters, they start seeing these dreams in their sleep. And the dreams, turns out it's because of these tachyons, these particles from the future. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Kenneth Grant, another occultist, he was talking about this. He said, like, the dream state is where the artist can make communion with another dimension. And here, Austin Osmond Spare says, here's the sigils. And this can also facilitate this connection to another realm, to channel energies, to channel enlightenment, to evoke entities, all these things. What you'll find a lot in all of these concepts is it's always about getting past the structural egoic mind to get the work done. They think, and I don't know if it's true or not, how would I know, but they think that our reality is some sort of prison and we have to get past the computer code to make contact with the spirit. That's why all these billionaire nerds in Silicon Valley are trying to rewrite the code to break out of the simulation theory. In fact, this article, because I know we haven't really talked about the internet magicians on this this Vice article, but it doesn't really matter. It's basically, there's a website, an app, where you can create a sigil. And I'm just here talking about sigils, okay? But in that article, curiously enough, it says this, and I read from it. As Grant Morrison's set of sigils at the 2000 Disinformation Conference, I'm here to tell you to try it when you go home tonight, because it effing works. We're dealing with some kind of operating system that can be hacked using words. And words seem to be the binding agent for this thing, whatever it is. Now, of course, if you read Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Illusion 1, that name rings a bell, because Grant Morrison was a comic book writer who directed a lot of people to, like, do some masturbation on a sigil to charge up energy to keep the comic book alive, which it did. So here you go. The sigil engine is now propagating this occult concept to the masses. You recall that I'm drawing a blank here. Not Throbbing Gristle. The psychic youth. God, why can't I think of it? Genesis P. Aldridge's group. They did the same thing. They had these magical sort of outfits all over the globe, and they would coordinate their charging of sigils through sex energy, through sex magic. Because upon orgasm, the energy is released into the universe, and the crafted practitioner can direct and aim this energy towards the will. Right? As above, so below. That's what they say. Next, Marilyn Manson. He's been a bad, bad boy, as per the news. As per TMZ, he told us a long time ago he was into cake and sodomy. He went a little heavy on the cake for a while there, but here he is being a bad, bad boy. You know, and I talked previously about how the subjects would segue into each other. Well, I talked about Johnny Depp with his sigil tattoos, and he's like best friends of Marilyn Manson, so there you go. I'm going to read to you. Because what the allegation is from an actress named, I'm going to butcher her name, I apologize, Esme Bianco. She was on Game of Thrones. You would recognize her if you've seen her. I don't remember which character. There's so many characters in that show. Which they're doing a prequel, by the way. What do you think about that? What's your thoughts on that? They screwed us on the last season there. You going to give them another shot? Of course you're going to give them another shot. It's Game of Thrones. I actually was confused. 90% of the episodes, I'm like, who is that? Why are they mad? What's happening? But here there I was watching it. It was pretty good. Even if I didn't understand the storyline, still a pretty good show. I'm going to read to you now. The actress claims upon arrival, she learned there was no film crew. Oh, she's talking about how they sent her out to meet Marilyn Manson. Upon arrival, she learned there was no film crew, just Manson. And she was expected to stay with him, be on call 24/7, and wear lingerie as her costume. She alleges she was given drugs and alcohol and subjected to threats of violence and rape, and according to the docs, was tied to a prayer kneeler and beaten by Manson with a whip he told her was utilized by the Nazis. She claims Manson also electrocuted her. Bianco claims she was manipulated into believing this was all part of the music video shoot, and he assured her it was being edited. She says he then visited her in May 2009 in London, and they began a sexual relationship, though she claims he was controlling and degrading. According to the docs, Bianco claims they kept a long-distance relationship going until 2011, when Manson convinced her to move to L.A. to live with him and promised her film roles. She claims during this time she endured constant abuse, including sleep deprivation, verbal abuse, and tantrums, as she expressed discomfort over the violent and sexually graphic films he allegedly played in her apartment. In his apartment, excuse me. So what are we going to unpack there? He subjected her to all this sort of trauma, abuse, promising her film roles? Is he connected into the big conspiracy claims of what Hollywood does and can do to the actors and actresses? Maybe. I don't know. Interesting that he used a whip used by the Nazis, right? Because they're all sort of occultists too. Kind of supports that argument that, you know, but there are people who believe in these occult practices. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. And then it also, I mean, there's lots of questions here. And, you know, this is a topic I should cover with Mrs. Weishaupt on our other podcast, Breaking Social Norms. We talk about all kinds of stuff, and she provides a different perspective on things. It's morphing into a show where it's a truther versus a normie, you know, but they both love each other. What do? Sounds like a sitcom. But that's what we go through every week. We talk about stuff, and like when I read this, being a you know, white male oppressor, and I joke, I kid, I think, man, she sure did hang out with him a whole lot. And I'm not victim blaming, but like, if he's doing all this crazy stuff, they're like, why does she keep hanging out with him, right? But here's the thing. One thing I do know about sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape, there is a disturbingly high amount of it that happens to women, okay? And there's, you know, a lot of people read this and say, well, you know, why did she keep hanging out with him? Which is what you would think, right? But then you say, well, maybe she told him to stop. And he didn't. That's rape. Maybe he manipulated her with his power. These are all very, very tough conversations. These are very tough boundaries. This is why, you know, we shouldn't go into it too hard. But just, you know, I would think that if someone's, you know, electrocuting me and whipping me with a Nazi whip, I'm not going to keep hanging out with them. I don't know. Call me crazy. That doesn't excuse any of it. Obviously, he shouldn't do any of this. But, like, some people are into this kinky stuff. Right? And I don't know. I wasn't there. Did he have a conversation with her beforehand? Did he say, look, I'm into this? Are you into this? Do you accept? Will you accept this rose? Will you accept this Nazi whip? I don't know. Apparently not. She's now, you know, raising the flag on it. And then, right after that it was revealed, another person, a model, Ashley Morgan Smithline, claimed similar abuse. She told People magazine, quote, over the course of 2 years, Smithline says that along with being sexually assaulted by the rock star countless times, Manson, 52, bit her, whipped her, cut her with a swastika emblazoned knife, and shoved his fist in her mouth during sex. She says he also forced her to do a blood pact and that she was locked into what he called the bad girl's room, a glass soundproof room, whenever she pissed him off. Okay? Again, like, because I'm a defender, I'm a socially liberal guy. Maybe you're into this crazy sex stuff. And there's no judgments passed. Maybe he's into this stuff. And the question is he being open and upfront and honest with these women? Like, hey, this is what I'm into. I'm going to put my fist in your mouth. I'm going to cut you with a swastika and blazing knife. I'm going to whip you with a Nazi whip. Maybe she's into it. I don't know. I mean, it sure sounds abusive to me. I mean, it's not my cup of tea. But it's some people's cup of tea. Okay. And, yeah, I mean, it sounds very horrific what he subjected these women to. So we'll see what happens with that. He had previous allegations, too. Actress Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld, she claims very similar abuse. I don't know what the answer is. I sympathize for females because, man, when you look at the statistics of, like, rape and sexual assault and sexual harassment and abuse, and it's like, oh, my God. I don't know how, it's like, how do women trust men at all? Like, this is crazy, right? It's definitely an issue we need to talk to the boys about, right? When you raise your boys, you gotta make sure they understand the idea of consent. And, ladies, you know, maybe don't keep hanging out with people when they're electrocuting you and whipping you. I don't know why. I don't know why they keep coming back for more if they don't like it. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not a psychologist. In fact, I'm a bad boy myself. You don't want to listen to advice from me. Tucker Carlson. Let's get into UFO stuff now. Jeez. That got heavy and complex and complicated real quick. All right, everybody. You know what time it is. You know that I've got the support systems. And if you join the battle for truth, if you join the support systems at tier 2, 3, or 4, and I know this gets confusing to some people, but you can only do this with my Patreon or my VIP section. Sorry, Rockfin folks, I can't do that over there. I don't have that capability. But if you are on the support system at tier 2, 3, or now 4, you get your monthly shout out where we acknowledge those that keep this project alive now so more than ever. My God, they're banning me and canceling me in every corner. Poor me. Wah, wah. But you guys are the stars of the show here because, honestly, this is what's keeping the train on the track. So without further ado, let's start out with the VIP section with the tier twoers. Leslie B. James. That's Jamsy out there in Scotland. Cosmic Blues 27. Winston, Papa Dom, Leslie B. There's two Leslie B's on here. My goodness. Well, this one says this is a different Leslie B. I'll have to hit you guys up. If you want me to hit your last names, let me know. Again, if I mispronounce your name or I miss your name, shoot me a message. I will correct it. It's very important to me I get your stuff correct. Okay. Joshua. It's Joshua T. Matthew K. Alan R. David G. And the reason I don't say the last names is for their anonymity protection. I just assume that most people don't want me to blast out their last name. So you get the last initial. Where were we at? David G. Felix. Chris N. Hunter. Timothy S. Trina O. Crystal M. Marisa, big famous writer in the house, Marisa, Blake B, and J-Po, our OGs of OGs. In fact, I sent a first time ever, a three-part package J-Po's way. I'll post the image on the Instagram. Because, you know, if I send one package, you get my crappy drawing of Aleister Crowley. If you get enough stuff from me that you need two packages, you get Jack Parsons on the other one. That's the elusive variant, is the Jack Parsons package. But if you get three, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I'd never sent three packages to one person. Well, you'll see. You'll see when you see the Instagram. There's a little teaser at Isaac Whitetop. Like and subscribe. You'll see the one. I'll show you. Tier three on the VIP section. Cheryl, oh, she's holding it down all over the place. Cheryl is. Jason S. Brandon C. Shout out to my VIP section, folks. Let's move on to Patreon. Got a lot on the Patreon team. Antonio, Mojo McD11. That's a good one. That's a good name, huh? J. St. Murda. That's a good one, too. J. St. Murda's on the tier 3. Shout out. Luke S., Sarah, Beck B., Marisa. There's Marisa again holding it down. We've got double dippers all over the place. You know, you guys don't have to do that. I'll partially, if I catch it, I'll call it out. For A, in case you didn't realize you're on two of them. Or B, what I found is most people are quite aware. And they just want to support me on multiple platforms. And you don't have to do that. I appreciate it greatly, everybody. But there's several of you that hit me on all the supporter feeds. And you guys are too kind to me. Thank you. Aubrey T. Vari. Thought I'd say your name wrong this month, didn't you, Vari? But we got Vari in the house. Robbie T. Jiggy Mama. Stephanie G. There's James. James B. over in Scotland again. Hold it down. Amy M. Eddie R. Taryn. G-Man J. Tyler H. Liz Hewitt. Ooh, Liz H. Sorry. Marjorie G. Premier 65. Christy W. Vermont Hip Hop Collective. Joe Sauce. Charles. Daniel G. Zach R. Joshua V. That's a tier 4 mega shout out. Tier 4 is a new thing we do. I did one episode so far with a tier 4 with a new segment called Conspiracy Considerations. And I give you the floor. You can talk to, you know, the audience, you know, the streams I get per episode. And look, I'm pretty transparent here. I'll let you know what's going on behind the scenes. I'll get 20 to 30,000. Big shows get more than 30,000 listens. That's Madison Square Garden. I'm going to give you the floor in Madison Square Garden. That's what Tier 4 Conspiracy Considerations is all about. We had my man Southside Terror. Shout out Southside Terror. I got your book in the mail, by the way. He talked to us about all kinds of crazy occult stuff from his yurt. And if you're on Tier 4, I sent you, when you sign up, I see it on my thing, and I sent you a message. And some people, maybe they don't want it before, and that's okay. Some people just want to support, and that's a huge shout-out. But either way, if you're on Tier 4, we started communication, so if you want, whenever you want to talk a subject, you let me know, and we're going to make it happen. All right, moving on. Russell D. Chris G. Austin C. That's a Tier 3 shout-out. Sarah B. Another Tier 3 Alkaline OG Granola Wokester. Tanya O. Raymond D. Jacob R. Alan C. Sam I Am. Bill Goodrich Art. He's surfing. He's over there. He's doing the surfing in the Indonesia. Brooke. Jason S. Sue W. Sorcha T. Jennifer. There's a Tier 3 Alkaline OG Granola Wokester. Betty. Thomas EP. Cheryl, holding it down. Mega ultra supporter there. Tier 4. Cheryl holding it down. So we'll see if, we'll see if conspiracy considerations, if we hear from Cheryl. Like I said, there's no pressure. You don't have to. But if you want to, maybe come on, say what you like. Come on, give us your conspiracy. Maybe plug, you got something you want to plug. Barry W, that's a Tier 3 folk. Shout out to Bear. I just sent a book his way. Again, if you're on Tier 3, you get a signed copy of Future Illusion 1. If you haven't got it yet and you're on Tier 3, hit me up. Roxy. Crystal D, Tier 3. Ingy P. Brian. Ashton. Heather. Allie W. Renee G. CC. Spry U. He's holding it down. Joe Nips. Brandon Lord. Brian B. Yak. Hold it down still. M. Gibb. Darcy D. Ale Mac. Prophet 7. Denali. Wow, these people have been on the team a long time. Thank you. Pragmatic Chick. Taylor B, Tier 3. Alkaline OG Granola Wokester. Been on the team a long time. Shout out to Taylor. Always get a special shout out there. William B. Alexandra H. Man, these people have been on the team a long time. Katie G. Kara, Tier 3. Alkaline OG Granola Wokester. Shout out. And last but definitely not least, Big Fezzy still holding it down. Tier 3 Alkaline OG Granola Wokester. Shout out. Appreciate you. Alright, thank you everyone for your support. If you want to support the show, you know where to go. You can get in on next month's shout outs. I do live streams for Tier 2. 3 and 4. You know, as you get the shout out of those tiers, but you also get the live stream. You can ask me anything. And I am booking it for Friday, May 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. I'm going to start trying to like be better at announcing those so you don't miss them. And then for Rockfin, we're going to do a live stream of Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist. I'm looking at Saturday, May 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So look for that. Of course, I'll make the post and you'll see it. And it'll be a good time. So join us. And if you're not on the supporter teams, get on there now. It's a great time to do it. That way you get in on the Ask Me Anything. Okay, thanks to everyone for your support. Appreciate it. Tucker Carlson. You know him. He wears a bow tie. He's a grown man with a bow tie. He wants to do more research on the UFOs. He was on his show on the old Fox News Entertainment Channel. Yahoo.com posted about it. I didn't watch the clip. I can't stand Tucker Carlson with his confused face he makes all the time. I'm going to read you from the article. It says, quote, "These objects are potentially a very grave threat to nation states." That's what Tucker said about the UFOs. And then the article says, "Aliens are on Tucker Carlson's mind again this Friday evening, and he spent a few minutes on his Fox show questioning if the intelligence community should be devoting more resources and paying more attention to aliens." More. Yeah. So this is the conspiracy, right? This is the conspiracy floated by Dr. Stephen Greer. He says that the alien... Okay, first off, let's talk about how disclosure happened and no one cares. That's odd. We now know there's UFOs. Are there aliens in those UFOs? Is there intelligent life in those UFOs? Are they enemy drones? Are they foreign adversaries? What are they? Nobody knows. There's a report coming out in June to clarify more information. Dr. Stephen Greer says, well, here's what's going to happen. The military-industrial complex is going to make this appear to be a threat. And this will be the next boogeyman. This will be the endless pit of money. This will be the next ghost to be chasing. No pun intended. And here's Tucker on here saying, this is a very grave threat. We need to throw more money at this. He's pumping ideas and interests into this whole thing, okay? This is what the mainstream media does. And don't tell me Fox isn't the mainstream media, okay? Do yourself a favor and look at the top 10 rated cable TV news shows, and you'll see that Fox News owns like at least 8 out of 10. So don't tell me, oh, but Fox isn't the mainstream media. No, it's not. It's Fox News too, okay? Calling out all these right-wing truthers, disguising themselves as truthers. They're not. They're right-wing nuts. Not saying there's anything wrong with the right-wing. I'm just saying, like, let's call it what it is, right? Fox is the right-wing slant. CNN is your left-wing slant. And as all good truthers know, you can't commit to one side or the other because the truth lies in the middle. They're both compromised parties, right? And I'm also saying that a lot of truthers take the libertarian approach. Like, look, we need no government. A little bit of anarchy. Nothing. And I'm like, I don't know if that's good either. I like some ideas on the conservative side, like limited government. Let's be a little fiscally responsible. I like the social ideas of the liberals where it's like, let's take care of a safety net so that the foundation of our country is strong and that there's not a giant wealth disparity gap and we keep an eye on the corporations. And I think the libertarians got a good approach too. Like, why can't we find the middle ground between all three? Isn't that the idea? Isn't that the idea? But I'm just saying, keep in mind that Fox also has an agenda, okay? Generally, these news shows are all about pushing big pharma. You know, you'll notice all the commercials are always big pharma commercials. That's who pays their bills. But I'm just saying, you got to watch what every single one of these newscasters talks about. And Tucker is apparently supporting the argument laid forth. And to prove I'm being bipartisan here, Dr. Stephen Greer talked about this in 2020 in his documentary. I think it was called Disclosure. He called out that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were going to do this same thing. They were going to also push this UFO military industrial complex love connection. Now, I don't know if you caught the wind of that. This is back in April of 2020. This is before the election. How did he know Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were going to win? He knew. We didn't even know they were teamed up as partners yet. And if you, I played the video clip of that on my Instagram. So you always got to follow me on the Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, like and subscribe, link in the show notes, and you'll see it. You'll catch it. I put clips out there all the time, and that's where I put that one many, many months ago. So Tucker, he's pumping interest into the public for this June release of the UFOs, okay? It says in this article, Tucker said that when the report is released this summer, quote, according to Elizondo, we will find an intelligence failure on the part of the U.S. intel community on the level of 9/11. And he's referring to, of course, Luis Elizondo, the guy who ran the project, the ATIP, Advanced Aerial Threat Identification Program, the one that went, that's what the disclosure was all about, was saying, look, we had this program, we found these UFOs. And Luis Elizondo, who, you know, I guess moved on to other things, he was with To the Stars Academy with Tom DeLonge for a while. Now, apparently he's off of that. Don't ask me, I'm sure there's a big story back there. Christopher Mellon, I think he left To the Stars as well, if I'm not mistaken. He's going to be on Joe Rogan soon. These guys are they're dropping information. Jacques Vallée, famed UFO researcher for forever, he released a book about UFOs and then immediately retracted it. Why did he retract it? What's going on here? It says in this article, Elizondo recently told the New York Post that he's certain the U.S. intelligence community is unprepared for an alien attack and that, quote, there is something in our skies. We don't know what it is. We don't know how it works. And we don't know fully what it can do. And we don't know who is behind the wheel. We don't know its intentions. And there isn't a damn thing we can do about it. Dun, dun, dun. It's the harbingers of death. Now, another smooth segue into the next topic. Luis Elizondo. He's back at it again. Oh my God, he's back at it again. And this was in the New York Post a few days ago, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw that, but there was a journalist from the New York Post who quit. And I think it was a female. She claimed that they made her write a false story about Kamala Harris. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the New York Post has a right-wing tilt. I'm not sure. I try not to get into this politics thing much because it's like such a distraction. But anyhow, regardless, the New York Post published this. Quote, for senior Pentagon officials, Elizondo discovered, acknowledging the very existence of UFOs was too much of a pill to swallow. He recalled one superior who clumsily changed the subject by asking Elizondo how the Miami Dolphins football team was doing. There's that old sports ball coming at you. He said, some individuals have a problem with this topic because it interferes with their philosophical or maybe theological belief system. In fact, Elizondo claimed one senior official told him to stop investigating UFOs and asked Elizondo if he had, quote, read your Bible lately. Elizondo asked where his boss was going with the non sequitur before acknowledging familiarity with the good book. As per Elizondo, he was then told, quote, well, then you would know that these things are demonic and we should not be pursuing them. He wasn't kidding. That's exactly how he felt. Confirmed Dr. Eric Davis, PhD, former rocket scientist for Air Force Research Laboratory and currently a scientist at government contractor Aerospace Corporation, quote, they objected to UFOs as being satanic. So this is another revelation of the method. This is another big reveal. I talked about this in Use Your Illusion 1 because they told us this before. Right? We talked about the Collins Elite in that book. Let me finish from the article, and then I'll rant and rave at you. The line of thinking is not restricted to America. Nick Pope saw similar incidents of religion trumping science in the UK. Quote, some objections come from people in government who think the phenomenon is real but demonic, Pope said. Their belief seems to be that studying UFOs would thus give energy to attention-seeking demons, which should be avoided. This view comes in part from the biblical description of Satan as the prince of the power of the air. Now, we talked about this in Use Your Illusion 1. And what we talked about was the Collins Elite. And I'll give you the short version, so you don't have to get the book if you don't want to read it. But it is on Amazon, and I narrated it on Audible if you want to help your boy out. Help out the cause. So I got a bunch of signed copies on Gumroad, too. Gumroad.com/ICW. But in the book, I go through the Collins Elite, and it's this, basically, since the 40s and 50s, when we started looking at UFOs, there was this inner core of folks who constantly kept the government, the Department of Defense, from researching UFOs too hard. Because, you know, we had all these Project Stargates and all these attempts to sort of use paranormal activity to do research, remote viewing, intelligence, gathering, all this stuff. And the Collins Elite apparently had a very Christian slant, as I would argue probably most people did back then. Well, those people are getting old and they're dying and retiring, and now the proponents for this alien UFO research are pushing it pretty hard that, look, we need to keep going. We need to figure out what this is. Now these Christians are dying off and we don't have this Christian, fever anymore. Let's unlock the secrets to this other dimension. And they're going to build that argument based upon a threat, an unidentified threat, which your boy Tucker Carlson over there with his bow tie was laying the foundation for. He's basically saying Osama bin Laden is getting in the UFO and he's coming to attack us. Let's put $7 trillion into investigating. Let's segue into did I say Peter Chauvin? Derek Chauvin. I think I said Peter Chauvin earlier. It doesn't matter. You know who I'm talking about. I'm going to read you from PolitiFact.com, who fact-checked this idea, because what went... I'll just read you from the article. I didn't know anything about this until I saw this. The trial of Derek Chauvin ended with guilty charges for the killing of George Floyd, but there's some confusion as to what Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, was trying to prove in a comment he made during his closing argument. The sentence was captured in a now-viral TikTok video. Quote, this is what his defense attorney said. Space aliens flew in, inhabited the body of Derek Chauvin, and caused this death. And then it says, additional text on the video reads, if I ever go to jail, make this guy my lawyer. I would argue against that. I would not want that to be my legal defense, but anyhow. It says, the video got 1.2 million views and a lot of comments from people who were confused by Nelson's statement. Context is definitely needed. They took a complete transcript of Nelson's closing argument, and then they give you the full statement, because apparently TikTok cherry-picked the statement. Oh no, not TikTok. Quote, essentially what the state has to convince you is that the evidence in this case completely eliminates any reasonable doubt, or in other words, leaving only unreasonable doubt. Capricious, fanciful, capricious doubt. Capricious means unpredictable. Fanciful, space aliens flew in, inhabited the body of Derek Chauvin, and caused this death. That's fanciful. Beyond the reasonable doubt, it is the highest standard in the law. It doesn't mean beyond all possibility of doubt, because I suppose space aliens may have been inhabiting his body. That's obviously fanciful and capricious. It then goes on with some lawyers. Says Nelson was not using space aliens as an argument for the defense, but rather as an analogy of what an unreasonable doubt would be. Lawyers in criminal cases do this all the time. He was trying to distinguish reasonable doubts from other kinds of doubt. Stephen Bubblebo, do you care about any of this? No. Okay. So apparently he didn't really say that happened. he used it as an example. But it stands to argue, does this plant the idea into the minds of the masses? Aliens can possess you. Aliens are dangerous. Let's devote millions and billions of dollars to researching them. And look, I don't know the answer. I really don't. I watched Stephen Greer's thing and I think, gosh, maybe they're right. Maybe these alien hippies are right. Maybe these are like enlightened forms and we should like try to understand them. If they wanted to kill us all, they would have done it by now. But then I read from the other side of the aisle, like Father Seraphim Rose. He's been saying for 60 years, like, these aliens are demonic. The occultists have been attempting contact with these things. They're just demonic fallen spirits. But, you know, it's like ghost hunting, right? I don't know. It's hard to know. I think there's truly something paranormal happening. I'll give it that much. Is it good or bad? Not sure. I haven't had any experiences to lean me one way or the other. I do think there's some alarming experiences by some abductees, as I laid out in User Illusion 1, that suggests there is a possession element to it. But, you know, you look at some of the cases where, like Chris Bledsoe, where it was more of a benevolent alien. Finally, actress Anna Lynn McCord, made famous from Nip Tuck, 90210, the reboot. She is publicly talking about her personality disorder. She said, and this is from amenclinics.com, which is where I believe her therapist was from, because she's trying to sort of like reduce the stigma of this publicly. She said, "You'll see me just show up with a black wig and a new personality. I was this tough little baddie, and then I'd be the bohemian flower child." And basically, she's saying that she has split personalities via dissociative identity disorder. Now, we've talked about dissociative identity disorder many times, and this goes back to like David Icke. He talks about the, the amnesic barriers. You go through a trauma like a car accident and the mind shuts down. It compartmentalizes information and memories, which if you look at like Manchurian Candidate type stuff, the idea is that you could do this on purpose through like MKUltra experimentation of the mind. You could program killers. I mean, all these kind of wild conspiracies, but there's like some grains of truth in there. So I'm going to read you from the website. This is from the Amen Clinics website. This isn't some crazy conspiracy thing. It says, common symptoms of DID, that's dissociative identity disorder, includes gaps in autobiographical memory, inability to recall certain personal information, headaches, loss of time, trances, out-of-body experiences, or the existence of two or more distinct identities known as splits, alters, or personality states. And there you go. And that's what we've been talking about, these different alters of all these celebrities that are acting bizarre and clearly telling you. They're like, look, Beyonce, look, I'm possessed by a spirit called Sasha Fierce. Oh, cool. Yay. Sasha Fierce is on stage now possessing Beyonce's body. Awesome. And then she's like, oh, I killed Sasha Fierce. I merged her into my personality. Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Britney kind of does the same thing. Nicki Minaj had a bazillion alters. I think a lot of these celebrities, they sort of hint at what could be the truth. Some of them take it a little deeper than others. And then some of them are, you know, they show you a different personality on a music video or something. And, you know, I'm sure there's like an entertainment shtick to it. Like old Garth Brooks. Old Garth Brooks, he was the, what was his alter? I don't listen to Garth Brooks. I don't listen to country music, period. But Chris Gaines, yes. Does that mean he is DID? I don't know about that. I think sometimes they just want to put on a new artistic spin. But sometimes it does go into this realm. Now, ironically, Anna Lynn was on Dr. Phil talking about this. And Dr. Phil previously, many years ago, had a woman named Jenny Hill on the show. She was the subject of a book called 22 Faces by Judy Byington. And the book is all about how she survived this human sacrifice ceremony. And she also subjected to ritual abuse. Tying us back into the previous subject of Marilyn Manson. Was he traumatizing and abusing his people? Was he grooming them into having these different altars? I don't know. Seems kind of weird. It says here, I'm going to read you from the article a little bit more. Anna Lynn has been diagnosed with DID prior to her visit to Amen Clinics. She thinks that being an actress played a role in her ability to split. Quote, all of my roles were splits, and I didn't even realize I was doing it at all until I did a project 90210. Then she says, during a hiatus from the series, she acted in an independent film called Excision. Excision? Where she played a very different character. Quote, I played a very cerebral, disturbed, strange little girl that was very close to who I feel I am on the inside. It was very exposing, very confronting, probably a bit re-traumatizing without realizing it. The crazy thing about it was that I wrapped the file at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday. And had to be happy, crazy, Beverly Hills blonde bombshell on Wednesday at noon. I couldn't find her. She was not accessible. I was dark. I was very deep into this character, Pauline, and I couldn't get out. For many people who struggle with DID, they remain unaware of their alters or splits. Not so for Anna Lynn. She recalls times that she was co-conscious of her true self and the split. She was at age 13 that she calls Little Anna. Quote, she was a balls to the wall, middle finger to the sky anarchist from hell who will stab you with the spike ring that she wears and you'll like it. Then she'll make you lick the blood from it. She was a nasty little creature, but I have so much gratitude to her because she got me out of the hell that I was in. Okay. So when you hear about these traumatic rituals some people go through, like people talk about surviving satanic ritual abuse, it creates alters. And then sometimes they can even forget about the abuse. Then, well, I guess this is in conclusion. why did this happen to her? Was it a sacrifice ritual? Let's keep reading, my friends, on Amen Clinics. Prolonged childhood trauma, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse is believed to be the primary cause of DID. Childhood sexual abuse is commonly seen in people with a DID. In a Canadian study on 102 cases of multiple personality disorder, researchers found that 90% of the individuals had been sexually abused as children. 84% physical, 95% was subjected to one or both forms of abuse. Over half of those abused and their initial sexual or physical trauma started prior to the age of 5. Anna Lynn has said publicly that being raped at age 18 triggered memories of child sexual abuse. Quote, I don't have anything until around 5. Then from 5 to 11, I recount incidents throughout. Then when I was 13, I have a singled out memory that was one thing, but I don't have the sense of anything else at that time. So there you go. Now we're all caught up on the news. Crazy stuff going on in the world. Actresses being subjective to physical, sexual, mental abuse. Some of them are getting these alter egos that we hear other celebrities talk about how they have. Some are alleging Marilyn Manson's doing it to them. And then, of course, we got all this alien UFO talk. They're laying the foundation for the argument that these things are hostile and we need to sink tons of money into figuring out what's going on. Maybe we'll go to the moon and Mars and find... Take us to the leader, right? But they're pumping the hype around the June release of this report, which will be another massive level of public disclosure. Nobody's going to care. here's the and there was a good, oh man, there was a good, I follow someone on Instagram and they had a really good, I think it was Black Pill Podcast. Shout out to Black Pill Podcast. They're naughty boys too. We're just a bunch of naughty, naughty conspiracy bad boys. But the, I think it was them. They posted a, something to the effect of a quote where it says like, what, you need someone to tell you what reality is before it's real? You know what I mean? Like, and that, the argument is like, for the government has been covering up aliens for 50, 60 years, saying they're not real, they're not real. The sheeple are like, yeah, see, they're not real. And then the conspiracy people are like, no, they're real. And now it's flipped. And now the sheep are going to be like, yeah, of course the aliens are real. You know, the idea is like, sometimes you see things with your own eyes or you're, you know, we're all smarter than we think we are, right? We don't give ourselves enough credit sometimes. And sometimes you got to go with your gut instinct, which I could learn that lesson myself. Sometimes I'm too wishy-washy and I want the official word to drop. And I'm going to try to do better at that because like I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of being persecuted. You know, you get harassed so much by all the powers that be, and eventually you got to come to the conclusion of like, why are they harassing me? Is it because they don't like me as a person? No. What do they care? They don't know who I am. They don't care. What they do care is shutting the message down. That, to me, I mean, there's only so much evidence you can stack up before I say, you know what? I'm shoving all my chips in on this theory. And that's where I'm at. I'm like, this truther thing, man, they're trying to censor it out of existence. It's a dangerous world to live in too, I'll tell you that much. So there you go. Now we're updated. There's your internet magic, your Marilyn Manson, your UFO updates, all this crazy stuff going on. And look, what can I tell you to do now? I gotta tell you to do something, don't I? If you want to support the show, you know where to go. Links in the show notes for my three different supporter feed options. If you ain't got the funds, cool, I get it. Leave a review. Leave a review on that Apple podcast. I just started looking at them again. I said I wouldn't. I was pumping you guys to get me to 1,000 reviews for many, many months. You did it. Thank you. I'm going to look at them a little bit because I started looking at the reviews for my other show, Breaking Social Norms. There you go. If you want more, there's a free feed of Breaking Social Norms, and me and Mrs. Wiseout talk about all the crazy stuff. You can go listen to that too, for free. Or you can get the uncensored ad-free version on my Rockfin, one of the three supporter platforms, link in the show notes as always. Until next time, my friend, you know what to do. You need to stay woke.